This is in part a difficult topic because the primary applicable statute is 178 years old, and most of the important cases were decided in the 1800s. So that doesn't make for light reading. What my co-author and I have tried to give you is a paper that will answer your question, but that assumes that you're going to recognize when and why to question. And that's really what I want to focus a little more on today. So, of course, the practical question is, who owns the land? That's what we're interested in. But for us lawyers, it's what procedure are you going to use to answer that question? And by the way, why is this all so old and dated? So the previous speaker holds nothing on me. I want to go back 10,000 years through all of recorded history and say nothing matters except land. All sources of wealth were the land. Nothing else mattered. Maybe King Arthur's broadsword, but other than that, it was all about the land. And given that all wealth was tied to the land, who owned the land was usually decided by might, not right, but as civilization evolved and we began to have laws, then it's not too surprising that the first laws that developed were focused on figuring out who owns the land. So that's why everything is so old, because we're looking at procedures related to land.